You know, every morning we always give you setting the bar stories, which really set the bar for your day very low. So whatever happens today, maybe over the weekend, you can kind of look back on this moment and go, you know what? At least I didn't do that.
Yeah, that's a little win for me today.
Yeah. I don't know if you're looking to rob banks, but, you know, may have discovered a major hole in your plan to make a reality show about robbing banks.
Yeah, I mean, it's typically not a great idea to put on display how you commit the crime if you do not want to be caught.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without making a reality show about doing something illegal, you're doing okay.
Yeah, I mean, you might think, well, hey, this could be my ticket to getting this excused, you know, because it's part of the plot of my show.
Yeah. Now, Johnny, he placed second on a Discovery Channel show called Moonshiners Master Distiller.
Well, you know what? He's already got experience then in the TV biz.
Now, I mean, you can make moonshine legally.
Okay.
But now he's on a show called Alabama Shine.
Uh-huh.
In the hills of sweet home Alabama, the cornfields grow and the moonshine flows. It's a way of life that's been passed down from generation to generation.
Anyway,
I mean, that's just good TV right there.
Good TV, right?
Yeah.
Wholesome television premiered last month. But maybe he flew a little close to the sun there. Because he got arrested.
Trying to steal the ingredients for making the moonshine?
Here's the thing. In one of the first episodes that aired, he talked about evading law enforcement.
Okay.
So, police happened to be watching. Decided, you know what?
Hey, let's talk more about that part.
Yeah, let's look into what you're up to.
Let's have a little chitty chat.
And he was in the middle of making his next batch when police decided to descend upon his place. They found an active still along with 5 gallons of moonshine, another 19 quarts of flavored moonshine, now facing charges for making and distributing prohibited beverages.
Oh, boy. Oh, should have stuck to the original recipe. It wasn't illegal, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can buy moonshine, and I mean, heck, we drove down to Nashville for an event, and we were going to buy moonshine in a gas station. Remember that?
Yeah, you can find it near Western Kentucky.
And you can find it just about anywhere.
Yeah,
I was on a bourbon tour this past weekend. They were selling moonshine. You know, so I mean,
I bet gas station moonshine delish.
You know, I bet it is. You know, we should probably not knock gas station moonshine because you actually told me I shouldn't buy it.
Well, I was just, you know, I'm not a connoisseur. I just wasn't sure if that should be your first experience.
Anyways.
Bless his heart, though.
Yeah, he probably had the best of intentions.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without making a reality show. And then admitting evading law enforcement.
Yeah, they're probably going to want to talk to you about
they're
that.
They're probably going to be like, hey, tell us more about the evading law enforcement part of that whole thing. And will you speak a little clearer and slower and into my lapel pin, please?
Let's go downtown and talk more about that.
Yeah, for sure. That is setting the bar.